Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
I'd just like to answer a question that often comes up when you discuss the topics of transgenderism or homosexuality. And the questions are go like this. So why does this even need to be discussed? Why are Christians always so focused on sexual issues? Why not just let people do what they want to do? How does it affect my life anyway? Well, I'm going to give you 12 quick reasons why this needs to be discussed and why Christians need to have a sharp biblical worldview on this particular issue. The first and most important reason is because people's lives and eternities are at stake. If you affirm someone in their sin, tell them their sin is, it is good and right to keep doing what they're doing, you are leading them to eternal destruction. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate," that has to do with transgenderism, "nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." Based on that one passage alone, and of course others, true love gracefully and truthfully talks to someone about their sin and offers them and tells them about the good news of God's offer of forgiveness through his son, Jesus Christ. That is the first and most important answer why this needs to be discussed and not looked away from or avoided, because souls are at stake. Number two, other people besides the transgender person are harmed and silenced by the transgender movement. You ask how? Well, let me just give you one example. Christian Headlines website from this month, March 2021. A father, a Canadian father, was jailed this month after he disobeyed a court order and refused to call his 14-year-old biological daughter, who identifies as male, his son. We have this particular article linked on thechristianworldview.org. Should someone really be compelled or forced to use the preferred pronouns of someone or be jailed? Really? The transgender movement and the homosexual movement, the LGBTQ movement, ruins freedom of conscience and speech and religion because it forces others to go along with their worldview or else. Number three, children are physically harmed. I'm just going to play a quick soundbite of Rand Paul, senator, questioning, quote, Rachel Levine, who is a biological man making himself up as a woman. Listen to this man's view of transgenderism.
American culture is now normalizing the idea that minors can be given hormones to prevent their biological development of their secondary sexual characteristics. Dr. Levine, you have supported both allowing minors to be given hormone blockers to prevent them from going through puberty, as well as surgical destruction of a minor's genitalia. Do you believe that minors are capable of making such a life-changing decision as changing one's sex?
Well, Senator, thank you for your interest in this question. Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field with robust research and standards of care that have been developed. And if I am fortunate enough to be confirmed as the Assistant Secretary of Health, I will look forward to working with you and your office and coming to your office and discussing the particulars of the standards of care for transgender medicine.
The specific question was about minors. Let's be a little more specific since you evaded the question.
That man, who calls himself Rachel Levine, is now the U.S. Assistant Secretary of Health. Not only that, with the views of giving children the choice of genital mutilation and hormone therapy, truly wicked.
This has been a short take from The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about The Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.